AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There wasn't a lot to celebrate on New Year's Day in California and elsewhere. In California, the state recorded a record 585 coronavirus deaths. A health official says the pandemic is pushing state hospitals in California to the brink of catastrophe. Texas hit a new record high for patients hospitalized with the coronavirus for the fifth straight day. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer again pushed Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to call for a vote on increasing coronavirus relief checks to $2,000.
We have had many opportunities this week to vote on the measure. Senator McConnell has blocked every one of them.
The Senate was in session today to vote to override President Trump's veto of a defense policy bill. Mitch McConnell says this bill looks after the brave men and women who volunteer to wear the uniform.
We've passed this legislation 59 years in a row. And one way or another, we're going to complete the 60th annual NDAA and pass it into law before this Congress concludes.
President Trump lashed out on Twitter, saying the Senate missed an opportunity to eliminate protections for social media platforms that he said give unlimited power to big tech companies. At least seven people were arrested in Philadelphia. Police say a group of people dressed in black vandalized at least two federal buildings New Year's Eve. Officers seized Molotov cocktails and other suspicious devices. A federal appeals court cleared the way for the only woman on federal death row to be executed before President-elect Joe Biden takes office. A lower court judge vacated Lisa Montgomery's execution date in an order last week, but a federal appeals court ruled that was a mistake. Montgomery is scheduled to die January 12th. A man in eastern France was killed when a New Year's Eve firework exploded after he went back to inspect it, while another man was killed by a homemade firework in neighboring Germany. This is AP News. Australia is starting the new year with a change in its national anthem. Indigenous Australians had said the anthem did not reflect them and their history. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said the country is a timeless land of ancient First Nations peoples.
The stories of more than 300 national ancestries and language groups. How good is Australia? And our anthem should reflect that.
The second line of the anthem, Advance Australia Fair, has been changed from For We Are Young and Free to For We Are One and Free.
I've already been encouraged by the strong response from Australians right across the country. Indigenous, non-Indigenous, people of all different backgrounds.
Minister for Indigenous Australians Ken Wyatt says the one-word change in the anthem is small in nature but significant in purpose. Jack Podlensky kicked a 53-yard field goal with 3 seconds left. Number 11 Georgia handed number 6 Cincinnati its only loss of the season, 24-21, in the Peach Bowl. Ed Donahue, AP News.